Hello, guys. I'm Jen, for those who don't know me. Hi. For those who do, I'm Jen again anyway. So good morning. How are we doing? Good, yeah. For those who I haven't had a chance to greet yet, Happy New Year. Like, I only just got back last week, so I still feel like I'm fresh. It's New Year. You guys are probably already like, it's week three, Jen. Thank you. How are those New Year's resolutions going? Yeah? Anyone kept theirs up? Mine was supposed to be to get back to the gym. Haven't even been yet, so please pray for me. Anyway, as I said, I was away for a month, so it was quite a while, and I did miss you guys. Like, I just got back last week, and I feel like I'm just getting into the swing of things, back to reality. I really enjoyed my time with my friends and family, but I actually missed my friends and family here. And I wanted to show some photos because what I thought was really special was that, you know, how cool we can be connected over social media and how I still felt connected to my spiritual family here in Melbourne, even though I was in Sydney with my biological family. So those are some photos that I was seeing on Facebook. Wait, I have a clicker. Yes, there you go. Some barbecues, the beach. Someone got their car license, driver's license. Someone went to New Zealand. I can see Sharon's photos there. And what was cool is even last week we had some celebrations happening for a birthday. Was it Joey's birthday? Happy birthday, Joey. You know, this is what I love about Every Nation Melbourne. Like, we are truly family, and that's what it's all about. Like, we eat together, we celebrate together, do life together, and that's exactly what our city needs. Authentic community and the love of Christ. Amen? Amen. Anyways, just wanted to brag on you guys and how much I missed you. But I didn't mean to get so carried away, but anyway, so I'm excited to be preaching again today. If you weren't here the last time I spoke, I was saying how I was so nervous because it was really, normally I teach the youth and uni students, and it was the first time I was talking to the big people, the adults, and I was quite nervous, and today is the second time I'll be speaking, and I'm still nervous, but please bear with me if I mess things up. I hope you will forgive me. Maybe the third time, Pastor Ken, I won't be so nervous, you think? He said he still gets nervous, so, okay, I don't feel so bad. But yeah, the last time I preached, I wanted us to get some perspective and find purpose in the pruning. So we were in this series on John 15, and I felt like God wanted to do a little side note and talking to us about the purpose in pruning. And I shared from my own experience how God really spoke to me in my season of pruning, and it changed my perspective where I thought, oh, I must have done something wrong. I must be, you know, God must be punishing me. But he was just taking away my dependence on the supernatural manifestations of his presence. So I used to really, whenever I was in the presence of God, in inverted commas, I would just cry uncontrollably just because of the beauty and the holiness of God. I would shiver even though it wasn't cold, and I needed that in that time as a new baby Christian to really know that he was God. He did love me, and that I was important to him. But as I was growing in God and learning the word, I didn't need to depend on that anymore. And had he let me stay dependent, who knows how that may have stunted my growth. So today, I wanted to pick up from that point and actually take it a little further and ask my favorite question, why? I don't know if you have little kids, but they're always asking why, and I like to ask God why. So we asked God, why are we pruned to begin with? And today I want to ask God, why did we need to get a new perspective on pruning? And he said to me, primarily to gain our permission and partnership in the process. So I don't know about you, but God is such a gentleman. And he respects our free will. And there are times where we may be experiencing a lack of breakthrough, a lack of blessing in our lives. It might be because we're avoiding or blocking something that God wants to do. Maybe we're not letting him prune away something that he wants to prune away, that he knows is best for us and it needs to go. Whether that is out of ignorance, fear, or willful disobedience. Unfortunately, there are too many Christians today who are not as fruitful as the Lord would want them to be and have stunted their growth because they've not allowed God to do what he wants to do in their lives. So if we go back to my one of my points from my last sermon, yes, I said that sometimes pruning can hurt. And it may not make sense sometimes, but having that right perspective, the right perspective about the purpose of the pruning and the intentions of the God who prunes us, it just reminds us not to let disappointment, discouragement, and disillusionment set in. Part of that is what is holding us back. He doesn't want us to get stuck and stagnate, not fully living the abundant life that Christ died for us to live. So can I ask another question? Could it be that we aren't seeing that breakthrough or blessing because we haven't given permission and begun partnering with the Holy Spirit to do that thing he wants to do in our hearts, he wants to do in our minds to set us free? He wants to cut off false beliefs and attitudes that don't line up with his heart, character traits that don't line up with our identity in Christ. He wants to uproot lies that we're believing and replace it with his truth. He wants to build character, endurance, and strength in you. When Jesus died on the cross, he wasn't just buying you a ticket to heaven when you die someday in the future. Thank God we have that assurance. But salvation is actually so much more. The Greek word used in the Bible for salvation is sozo, which means saved, yes, but it also means healed, whole, made well, preserved. In John 3:16-17, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save," sozo, "the world through him." And in Matthew 9:21, it says, "For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole," sozo. So that's giving us a broader picture of what salvation is. It's not just that ticket to heaven, as many people think it is. It is complete healing in every aspect, body, spirit, mind, and soul. God is very interested in your complete healing and restoration. In fact, it says in Philippians 1:6, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." What's that good work? That's your sozo, your healing, your wholeness and well-being. And God wants our permissive partnership in that process. Does that make sense? Our transformation through the partnership with the Holy Spirit, it's just the way God does things. It's actually the core of our relationship with him.
Is that it?
Yeah. Paul wrote in Ephesians 4:23-24, "Let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy." So I've highlighted that word, let. Let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. And then I've highlighted put on. Put on your new nature. There's an active part that we must play in our salvation, in our sozo, letting God renew us, putting on the new nature that he has for us. God intends and invites you to do your part and partner with Him so that the wholeness of who you are is made more and more into the image of Christ. And this is a profound and lifelong process. Remember this? I put this picture up last time. And this is supposed to be an illustration of the beautiful, abundant life that God has for us. This is a picture of God's desire for you. A picture of that John 15 in the vine fruitfulness that He has. The Lord wants you to prosper, body, mind, spirit, and soul, have fullness of joy, peace, love, complete freedom, ultimate satisfaction, righteousness, holiness, glorifying God in everything you do. Who can say they're there yet? 100% pure and blameless, glorifying God in every thought and deed? I know I'm still in a process to get there. We're all still on a journey towards that until Christ's return. And if we're to be honest, there were times when I probably looked more like this. Or maybe some patchwork combination of the two, where you, on some parts you look amazing and the other parts you're dry and dead. I know for myself, especially when I was a new Christian in my first few years growing in God, although I said I loved God and intellectually I knew that He loved me, He revealed to me that I hadn't actually let that sink deep into my heart. I had to a point, but there were areas that I had kept locked away from God. He wanted more of my heart, parts of my heart that I never knew existed, because they were locked away even from myself. There were lies that I was believing about my value and my worth. He revealed to me that I had tried to heal my own heart in my own strength. I was living out strategies that I had learned from such a young child walls that I put up to protect myself. Lies that other people spoke over me and I believed. He was revealing them to me so He could start healing them, so I could have complete freedom and victory. And although, yes, I did have that to a point, God was taking me to a place of more. And I wanted that. I wanted that more. So I tried to cover up my broken heart with Band-Aid fixes, patches, and tried to stitch up the holes, put on facades when on the outside I look like I'm all happy, but on the inside I was hurt and broken. The Holy Spirit was revealing more and more of that to me. The lies, the insecurities, the broken mindsets which used to protect me from the world were actually imprisoning me and keeping me from being who God had called me and created me to be. And so the Holy Spirit, He stirred up a righteous discontent in me. How could I truly love if my heart, the place where love is received and returned, processed, was broken and bruised, chained and in captivity? He wanted to come in and heal. He wanted to come in and make new. The Lord showed me unhealthy patterns and limiting beliefs that came from that brokenness. He revealed and replaced those lies with His truth. That I am holy, that I am righteous, that I am the head and not the tail, that I have access to the resurrection power of God. And I have the honor and privilege to share that with others who need it too. It's definitely been a process over the years with tests and retests. But had I not given the Holy Spirit permission and actively partnered with Him in the process, I would not be the healed and continually being healed, the whole and continually being made whole person I am today. Has anyone seen Marie Kondo? I like her. She's funny. So she's been dubbed the Queen of Clean. She loves to tidy up other people's mess. Bless her. I don't know why, but she loves to do it. It's probably because that's how God created her. So she has this new show on Netflix, right? Where she goes into people's homes, helps them declutter and organize everything. If you haven't seen it yet, you totally should. If only to see the point that I'm making today. So her show only launched early January, so I only recently watched a couple of episodes. And I was struck by her method and approach. And I couldn't help but see it as a beautiful reflection of how the Holy Spirit works with us in our lives. Marie could come in and snap her fingers, give her little workerbees instructions and clean and organize everything, but she knows that the house will go back to being a total mess because the owners living in that house wouldn't have changed. They'd still have the bad habits and the throw everything around. And that just struck me. I was like, wow, Lord, that's what you do with us. In order for us to change and be transformed, you take us on this through this process, on this journey. And Marie Kondo is so lovely and sweet. And so, I mean, that's a great picture of the Holy Spirit as well. But, you know, she gains permission from the homeowners and she works with them to clean and organize their homes. She starts with their clothes, books, papers. And similarly, the Holy Spirit wants to take the absolute mess that we've made of our lives and take us to a place of peace, order, and joy. It's not a long one today. I'm about to wrap up. But I really want us to take a moment and reflect on our own journeys right now. What are things or areas in your life that you and the Holy Spirit have already worked on? Why don't you thank God for the incredible things He's already done in and through you and with you? But what I want us to do is ask Him if there's anything that's holding me back from fully experiencing the abundant life that you have for me now. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal that to you in this moment. Psalm 139:23-24 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life." So in this moment, ask the Holy Spirit to point out something to you that He would want to work on, if that makes sense. That He would want to bring life to, that He would want to transform, that He would want to bring order to. Just like in Marie Kondo's show, she suggests that people thank and say goodbye to the things that they're actually getting rid of. And in the process of healing and deliverance, that's what the Holy Spirit does in and with us. He helps us to see that false belief, that limiting mindset, no longer serves us. And He asks us to do the same thing. Say, "Thanks, but I don't need you anymore. Jesus is what brings me joy. Jesus has a better way. God's love is greater than any counterfeit that this world tries to offer." So He says, "Thank you, walls that you put up that to keep people out. I don't need them anymore because I have the protection of God. So I'm going to pull them down and say goodbye to them and bring in the truth that I am safe in God, that He is my protector, He is my provider." Is there anything that the Holy Spirit is prompting you to think about and process right now? I don't want to rush this moment. If you can take just a few moments. If you feel like that God is prompting you with something that he wants to deal with, it may not even be in this very moment, but like I said, it's a process. It's something that you're going to have to walk through, walk out over time. Can you raise your hand? If that's something that God is wanting you to do, he's revealed something that he wants to work in and through you. Thank you, Lord. I want to stand in prayer with you and believe that, you know, he is faithful in this process, and as we give permission and partner with him, he will do what he needs to do to complete your sozo. Let me pray. Father God, you are so faithful. We trust you. We thank you for your grace and mercy, your patience with us. And as you are calling us to a place of great faith and the great faithfulness that comes out of that, may we constantly choose to partner with you in everything that you are doing in and through our lives. We give you permission to do what you need to do in our hearts and minds, and everything that you need to do. We trust you in the mighty sozo giving name of Jesus. Amen.